The death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg appears to bring on a new era, with potentially six conservatives on the high court. President Trump has announced that he will appoint a woman to the seat, but she will not be another Ginsburg. And in our second segment, we talk with former Mayor Barry Tillman about what the future may hold as the court is expected to make a turn to the right.
Well, I think that the names that I've been hearing bantered about certainly do not, they're women, but I don't think that they necessarily bode well for women's rights. And I'm not talking about upholding Roe v. Wade. I think that there's just lots of different ways that women's rights need to be confirmed. I mean, you think about it. We're only a generation into women having any shot at equality. You know, for years the Republicans criticized the Democrats for using the court to get what they couldn't get legislatively. Well, that's exactly what I think is happening right now, is they're trying to pack the courts with people who will judicially what legislatively they have not been able to accomplish. So I think it's, I think it's the person, not the gender of the new appointee, and I think that the way the Republicans are handling it is very poor. I'm very disappointed, and I think that Justice Ginsburg's last wishes were that the new president would do it, and the new president may well be Donald Trump, and he can do it, and do it in the right way, and do it in a way that honors the prestige and esteem of the court, as opposed to just making it another political action committee of Donald Trump.
Finally, what do you think this might mean in terms of the upcoming election, and particularly for women going to the polls?
Well, I'm hopeful that it will cause, a surge, and it will solidify suburban women and women in general. But I also think that I'm hopeful that it will galvanize the minority vote, because certainly reversing gains made by groups in this country is not limited to just women. So I'm hopeful that it will really galvanize minorities and women to go out in great numbers to vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I think there's a chance if they can put forth a nominee, even if they don't vote on the nominee before the election, if they put forth a very conservative justice in terms of right to life, who knows where that'll play, maybe in the Cuban American community. I know they've been talking a lot about that, and it's a largely Catholic conservative group that tends to be with President Trump. That could move them to go out more. I'm thinking also it could have a backlash on the down ballot races, though, that Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and a lot of the Republicans, they've shown themselves to be men of the expediency of the moment. In 2016, it suited their purposes to stand up and pontificate about how you shouldn't appoint a nominee with a less than a year left on the president's term, and here we are with just a little more than a month left on until the election, and they're saying, oh, wait, we've just got to get nine people on the Supreme Court. So, I'm thinking it's going, if I had to put some money on it, and it's probably 80% political thought and 20% wishful thinking, I think it will move a lot of women and minorities to come out and say, we've had enough.
Former Mayor Barry Tillman on the passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.